Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the Supreme Court needs your help. And to tell us about it, we'll have Justice James Hardesty on the program. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Bob Berengo, Dick Gamick, and Stacey Woodbury. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington the week of September 16th. Sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. The voice of Nevada's auto retail industry. Committed to our communities, driving Nevada's economy, and Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
From Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome to the program Justice James Hardesty of the Nevada Supreme Court. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thanks, Sam, for having me. I appreciate it.
The topic, it seems as always these days, is to talk about the need for an appellate court in Nevada. We have one of the hardest working Supreme Courts, and I'm not just saying that because you're here, but it's a fact. How many cases are you dealing with each year, and what is the quality of those cases that you are dealing with?
Well, as you know, Sam, the Nevada Supreme Court is the only appellate court in the state, so all appeals from district courts come to the Nevada Supreme Court.
Describe the level of some of those, because these are not ones that are necessarily going to be something that the Constitution is going to be based on.
We get petitions for driver's license revocation reviews. We get writ petitions from inmates who question the quality of their food or the condition of their genes, along with cases as serious as death penalty cases. And we have several civil cases where the trials were 4 to 5 weeks or 7 weeks and resulted in judgments well in excess of $100 million. So the range is significant. The problem is the case that is a driver's license revocation case or a writ case involving an inmate is just as important to the litigants in that case as the death penalty or the major civil case is to the parties in that case. But the role of the appellate court, the Supreme Court of this state, is to interpret the law and interpret statutes, interpret the Nevada Constitution and the U.S. Constitution, and decide what the common law is in this state. In addition, the court has the responsibility for administering all of the Nevada court system, establishing rules for the licensure and discipline of lawyers, and hearing all appeals involving judicial misconduct. So it's a tremendously big job. And to put it in context, as of the end of fiscal year 2012, we had about 2,500 cases filed with the Nevada Supreme Court. That works out to a little over 357 cases per justice per year, which is the highest number of filings per judge per year of any state Supreme Court in the United States. Think about that for a moment. When we decide a case, we either decide a case based on all seven justices sitting on the case, or in panels of three. No one justice decides a case. So we're actually working on about 900 to 1,000 cases per year. That means that every justice on the court, if we were to maintain, just to maintain our status with the number of cases filed, has to work on about three cases per day, every day of the week, every day of the year, or every year. And the problem is you can't read, research, and write a disposition for that many cases every single day of the week, including Saturdays and Sundays and holidays. It just doesn't happen. It's a very, very challenging task. What we've said to the public and what we've said to the legislature the last 2 years is that this has reached a very serious stage. People, hopefully, don't have to go to the court system very often. But if they do, they want timely, efficient, effective, impartial justice. And at the appellate level, it's becoming almost impossible, or certainly very difficult, to deliver timely justice, and certainly in the level of quality that citizens have a right and taxpayers have a right to expect. Plus, our state has made a major move through the legislature and the governor to try to promote this as a business-friendly state. We have advanced and established business courts in this state in the district court level, but those business court decisions cannot become opinions until they're heard and decided by the Nevada Supreme Court. If we want to compete with a state like Delaware, we need to publish more opinions. And to publish more opinions, we don't need to have the justices of the highest court of the state working on driver's license revocation cases, which are certainly deserving of an appeal. But it takes away the time that you have to think, research, and write opinions that will have lasting impact on Nevada law and provide guidance and stability for businesses and lawyers and litigants in the state.
More with Justice Hardesty when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
When it comes to state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. NevadaEnergy.com.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Why are you still sitting on that couch? You know you could be out there cooking for a living. You speak food. That's why you got to call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll help get you out there with training in less time than you think. Sounds good, right? So grab your phone right now and call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll send you a complimentary career guide so you can see what it's really like to work in the culinary arts.
Call 800-817-5790 or text GOLCB68 to 94576. Call or text now.
Did you call yet?
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington the week of September 16th. Sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. The voice of Nevada's auto retail industry. Committed to our communities. Driving Nevada's economy. And Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Justice James Hardesty of the Nevada Supreme Court. Interesting, and I'd never heard this argument before, that there is a competitive nature. Now, I know that there's a competitive nature with Delaware, period, as far as Nevada goes, but I didn't realize that the Supreme Court would have a bearing on that. So companies that were looking to register either in Delaware or Nevada could look at Nevada's judicial system and say, this doesn't work for us.
Almost any business that's going to locate in a state is going to include in its top 10 inquiries the status of the judicial system. Does it take too long? Is it too expensive? What is the status of their law? Do they favor one side or the other, at least in the perception of the person who's answering the question? So it is a big issue. I think if you asked any lawyer who practices business law, who does transactional work, including litigators for that matter, they're all repeatedly asked those kinds of questions by businesses that are interested in moving here and businesses who are perhaps thinking about leaving. So the status of the judicial system and the status of our law is critical to those kinds of decisions. And Sam, the Court of Appeals that's been proposed to the legislature is probably the most effective, efficient, and least expensive Court of Appeals in the United States. We have developed what is called a pushdown model, which means that the lawyers would continue to file their appeals with the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court would identify a category of cases that would be pushed down to the Court of Appeals. Once the Court of Appeals decides that case, the appeal is over. It isn't going to be heard like in California and a number of other states where their Court of Appeals is treated as an intermediate process and the litigants have to go through two appellate steps to finally be concluded in their case. And the other benefit is beginning back in about 2009 when I was Chief Justice, we completely revamped our budget. And since about that time, we've been reverting to the state general fund somewhere between $1.5 and $2.5 million a year. The cost of this court is about $1.5 million. We have the funds to be able to pay for this. It is not going to create any capital construction costs. I know there's been some concern in the education environment about capital costs for schools.
You would use the buildings you currently have.
We would use the buildings we currently have and the courtrooms we currently have.
Is there not a way to do this legislatively or through the governor's office? Does it have to go to a vote of the people?
It does. The Constitution has to be amended in order to create the Court of Appeals, and that initiative is on the ballot now in 2014. We have, interestingly, just to show the support that this has received, recently a PAC was formed to help develop and promote public education about this initiative. And it has been formed by 13 legislators, senators and assemblypersons, from both parties, the co-chairs are Tick Sagerblum and Senator Brower. You couldn't get further polar opposite in political points of view than those two. But they co-chair this because they recognize, along with their colleagues on that PAC, how important this is to the state. We can't have our appellate judicial system come to a screeching halt because the caseload is too onerous to be able to provide timely or efficient conclusion and guiding principles.
We've got about a minute left here. Now, as you well know, the big thing in getting something passed like this is getting the word out. And in an election season, you know, with the margins tax on the ballot, there's going to be a lot of noise about that. You've got a governor's race, although I'm not sure that there will be as much spending in that race as there have been in the past. But is the legal committee, the legal community, willing to step up to the plate and provide money to fund a real campaign to educate the public? Because it has to be simple enough for the average person to understand. They don't just cross it out on the ballot.
I believe the answer is yes. The Board of Governors of the state and their president, Alan Lefever, have taken a very active effort to support this measure. The appellate section of the state bar and the trial lawyers section and young lawyers section of the state bar have identified lawyers within their groups who are going to go to, I think, 357 service organizations throughout the state of Nevada, Rotary Clubs, Sertoma Clubs, Lions Clubs, to talk about this in a fairly uniform PowerPoint. And back to your question, we've already had a number of commitments from a number of lawyers and law firms around the state and from business. And by the way, there were a number of business groups who approached legislators and have told us since the session that they will contribute to this effort and that they will make a serious effort along with labor to promote the passage of this bill.
Well, that's where we have to leave it, but good luck with this. It's a really important thing that needs to get passed.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much for being here. We always appreciate it.
Thanks,
we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Did you know that Rapid Cash offers payday loans that can get you fast cash with just a debit card? No check needed. Rapid Cash makes it easy. Just swipe and go for cash on the spot.
Love that Rapid Cash.
She's paid for Social Security benefits for over 23 years. When she needs it, Social Security says, "Sorry, ma'am, you're denied."
How many times was she denied?
Twice. Maybe we should just give up.
You're a funny man, funny man.
Your Social Security disability claim is denied over and over. Don't give up. At David Allen Associates, we win cases, and we don't get paid a fee until we do. Talk to the right people. I'm David Allen.
News 4 is on your side. It's our mission.
It's our philosophy.
What would you say to the public? How safe should they feel?
It's our dedication to report the news that's important to you.
Why should the public have confidence in the school district?
We've got the county that's actually put sandbags out because you have the right to know.
Why'd you call us?
Well, you always seem to get problems taken care of.
News 4, we're on your side across northern Nevada and the Sierra.
With a title loan from Rapid Cash, you can get up to $10,000 cash on the spot. Get the most cash out of your car and into your pocket. With Rapid Cash, you'll always get the most competitive rates. Keep your keys, keep your car, get your cash.
Love that Rapid Cash.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington the week of September 16th. Sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, the voice of Nevada's auto retail industry, committed to our communities, driving Nevada's economy. And Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We have a great PowerPoint panel. As always, Dick Gamick is here, the Washoe County District Attorney. Stacey Woodbury is president of Appearances LLC, and Bob Barango, former Speaker of the Nevada Assembly. Pleasure to have you all here. So it has been an interesting week with the Clark County Commission passing the More Cops tax bill that they got bumped from the legislature and from the governor. Now is the pressure on the Washoe County Commission to do something about the school taxes here?
Thank you. I think the pressure's been on the commission all along to see what they're going to do with this. Now we are in the process of asking if this is constitutional the way it's being done. So I'm not sure where this is going to wind up before it's all said and done.
Okay. How do you feel about this?
Kids need a safe environment to learn. They can't be going into schools that are falling down with heating that doesn't work. They've been canceling school this week in Las Vegas because one of the schools didn't have their air conditioning working properly. So I think it's important that we take care of those, because the longer it goes, the more expensive it's going to be to rehab those schools and make them fit for students.
Dick brings up an interesting question, which is the constitutional question, and which is the likely lawsuit question. How does this work? I mean, could the county pass the tax and start, you know, collecting the tax while there were lawsuits going on? Or does that all get held up in the legal process?
I would imagine that there would be some sort of a stay act applied for to stop them from acting prior to any action it takes so that to determine if they have the authority to act.
And then, of course, politics plays into it, because with term limits, we have people on the county commission who are looking for other offices, some more obviously than others. And that's going to play into this as well, right, Dick?
Well, it will, but the time limit that was put on by the legislature is going to take care of that. Yeah. So they're going to term limit out, but that doesn't happen until the end of 2014. So this thing will be well resolved by then, one way or the other.
Right, but I mean, it's a political football.
Oh, absolutely.
If you vote for the tax or you don't vote for the tax, you're going to have people that are going to be after you.
Absolutely, and there's one big question that I haven't heard answered yet, and that's a lot of people are asking it. It's not just specific groups, and that is, if you'll remember back, at one time they did this with the bonds that were retiring, and they went ahead and extended the bonds in order to do these schools, and at that time we had pictures of the same kind of conditions we're seeing today, and people are, what happened to that bond money to take care of this situation with those schools several years ago? Did it take care of those particular schools, and now there's more schools to do, or what's the situation here? And I don't think
we'll have a lot of answers next week. Jill Tolles is going to be on the program, and she's been spearheading the efforts to get this bond passed with her group, and she'll be here on the Monday show. Sorry, an interesting headline, and it just kind of struck me, because former State Senator Ernie Adler has been on the program many times and has talked about how in other countries the school day is much longer. The school day, you know, is more than necessary 5 days a week, and is intense pressure, and we're not dealing with that. And yet I see the headline from the Associated Press from Arnie Duncan, maybe start school later in the day because the kids are just not ready to learn that early. I mean, is that nonsense or what?
I think that the U.S. Department of Education has been around for 50 years, and education has done nothing but go steadily downward. I think that we need to rely on local control on these issues. Sometimes it's an issue in Carson of they run the buses twice. They take them to the high school, then they take them to the grade schools and middle schools, and you don't have the money to do something different. I have a kid in high school right now, and yeah, he doesn't like to get up that early, but
who's
a lot more functional at 7 in the morning than he is at 3 in the afternoon. So,
Bob?
Well, I think that's an interesting idea, and that shouldn't happen, because I know some friends that have private schools, not in this state, but in other states, and their school year is a lot different than the school year of the public schools, and yet all their kids get into the much better schools than the public school kids can get into. They work them harder, work them more efficiently. I don't think that's going to help.
You know, it's been, I think Tom Friedman is the one that tells the story of the American parent that goes to talk to the teacher and says, you know, you're giving my kid too much homework, you know, they're too stressed, they don't have time for all these other things, and yet the parents from India and the parents from China coming in and saying, what are you doing? Why are we not having more work done with our kids?
Well, I am really having problems with the whole education system anymore. Back when we went through it was the basics. It was reading, writing, arithmetic, learning the basics. We spent a lot of time in school. We had 5 full days of school, and then if you had extracurricular things to do, you did them at night and you did them on the weekends. And now we seem to be catering a lot more to specialized needs, not necessarily ones that are really required, but anytime anybody says anything, somebody's moving to give them specialized needs status, and we're doing a lot more catering to the kids and more catering to the families without teaching them. That's the problem. And this country's already way behind a lot of other countries in this world on education, and we keep going the other way. We don't get back to taking care of the basic stuff. Computerization, technology, that's all great, but use that to do the basic things that you need to learn.
And that's where we got to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
We're very lucky to live here in Carson City. Hi, I'm Angela Valentini. I was born and raised here in Carson. If you're injured, it would be my privilege to provide quality legal representation. Take the first step.
Don't buy an RV from an out-of-state dealer at a shopping center unless you want to travel 300 miles for service. Then who wants to do that? The Real RV Show and Sale is just around the corner. And these are local dealers who offer local service. Plus, they'll have the real deals. Remember, if you purchase from an out-of-state dealer, you won't be getting a real deal, and service will be a major hassle. So wait for the Real RV Show, coming up soon.
Many thousands of people throughout the world who have created problems due to excessive gambling have found the strength to quit by joining the Gamblers Anonymous program. If the fun has stopped and gambling is destroying you or someone you care about, there is hope. Call 356-8070 or visit gamblersanonymous.org to get the information you need to take the first step. There is no cost to be a member, just the willingness to stop. Call 356-8070 today.
Buy a Tempur-Pedic, get a Tempur-Pedic free. Buy one, get one free during our giant Labor Day mattress sale at Moore. That's right, buy one, get a second Tempur-Pedic mattress free. As many as you want, plus 0% interest financing until 2019. And get free same-day delivery. We're Tempur-Pedic experts with all the answers. Our giant Labor Day sale going on now. Sleep more at Moore Furniture for Less. Buy a Tempur-Pedic, get a Tempur-Pedic free.
Reno's favorite, House of Bread, now has an all-new second location in the Plumgate Center at the corner of Plum and Arlington in Reno. The freshest breads, pastries, sandwiches, and more.
Listen to our sports partner, the new ESPN Radio 94.5 FM.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington the week of September 16th. Sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, the voice of Nevada's auto retail industry, committed to our communities, driving Nevada's economy. And Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Among the guests coming up next week, we'll have school kids advocate Jill Tolles will be here, Chuck Muth, Jeff Lawrence, and Washoe County District Attorney Dick Gannon. We'll see you on the next podcast.